Thank you for holding. This is Supervisor Angela Williams in the Fraud Department. How can I assist you today?
Well, I received a call from my bank asking me if it was fraud charges on a charge from you of $67.29 on May 31st. I did not order anything from your company. The gal that I was talking with just before you said it was a watch and something or other. I don't know what it was.
Your name and address?
And I haven't received anything, so I didn't order it.
Your name and address, please.
My name and address, Fran Rava, 2465 Springdale Drive, Snellville, Georgia, 30078.
All right, thank you for that. It shows here that on the 15th of May, there was an order for the fitness watch. It's going to be a watch monitors the heart rate, the footsteps, and the blood pressure with the earbuds that connects to your cell device. It's $14.95, and with the earbuds, a straight cell, $6.70 on the fitness watch, shipping and handling. There was an end of trial charge attempted yesterday for $67.29. Now, it shows a previous phone call on here where you call and address the account.
Mm-hmm.
Verified the charges that they were for the earbuds and the fitness watch, and that was on the 20th of May. They were delivered, it was delivered on the 21st, the next day, with the United States Postal Service tracking. So it's attempting to bill $67.29 for the watch. That's like a trial completion charge, a final charge. We offer the customer discounts on those charges, up to 35% off of the charge of $67.29. Or you have the option, let's see if it gives you the option to return them.
There's no option. I didn't get it. I don't want it. I didn't order.
We've spoken with you about this account before. We can't find it. It's fraud. We have a recorded phone call on here where we addressed this account before.
I'm sorry, but I don't know what you're talking about.
On the 20th of May at 4:55 p.m., you called in and verified those initial charges of $670 and $14.95 were for the earbuds and the watch. It's showing the next day with your tracking that it was delivered to your address at 11:52 a.m. by the United States Postal Service.
I'm sorry. I'm at a loss as to know what you're talking about.
Okay.
There's no one else here but me.
All right. So it is a recorded phone call on this account from the previous time we spoke with you.
Okay. I grant you that. Yeah, I mean, if it's a recorded phone call.
So, you know, if there is an attempt to bill you $67.29, there's two options. Which is a return of the items to avoid the charges. That's the initial offer where it advises you.
If I get the items, I will return them.
All right. Would you like to write down the address?
Yes.
Bear with me one moment. If you have pen and paper ready.
Yes.
One moment. Let's take a look here. Let me make sure I have the correct address. Let me place you on hold for a brief moment because we service several different items. Let me place you on hold.
All right.
May I ask, have you disputed those charges with your bank?
I am going to, yes.
All
They
right,
called me
so,
this morning.
yes, ma'am, because it attempted to bill you yesterday. If there is no active dispute on the account, we're just going to go ahead and cancel the account.
Cancel the account. I will call my bank and they will report it.
All right. And just a fair warning, we are going to provide them with the information that we have,
Very
even
good.
the phone call.
Very good.
All right. Is there anything else?
No, that's it. Thank you very much.
All right. You're welcome, and thank you for calling customer support.